The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Wherever in the world you compete, Michigan can give you the upper hand. This is Dave Ross. What happens if nature decides to impose term limits on Fidel Castro? More after this from Charlie. The 46-year trade embargo against Cuba has apparently worked. We finally managed to give Fidel Castro ulcers. In Miami, Little Havana has been celebrating the sweet smell of regime change. Should Castro die, dissident Miriam Leyva sees two possibilities. Whoa, an uprising of the Cuban people? Where the government might lose control of the coast? And with U.S. law saying the Cuban immigrants are legal the moment they touch American soil? Where would you build the fence for that? But at the Cuban-American Alliance, Delvis Fernandez, who's been pushing for a more open policy with Cuba, isn't convinced that every Cuban wants the Miami lifestyle.
I don't see that sudden change, you know, where people will go out to the street and demonstrate, and there will be a revolt.
In fact, they may actually want to keep communism.
Cuba, probably, for example, has the best educated population in Latin America. And a lot of people are not willing to just say, you know, let's just experiment with something else that would be sponsored by Mr. Bush and the and his administration.
Of course, the question is not only what Cubans would do if Castro dies, but what our side would do.
There are forces in Miami that would like to see some U.S. Intervention in Cuba, and I think that that will be a disastrous situation.
Disastrous, really? Suppose we came bearing the seeds of true democracy. Suppose we learn from Iraq and do it right this time.
Cubans have a long history of fighting for independence. I mean, all you have to do is read a little bit of Cuban history and see how tenacious they have been in trying to really assert their right to be an independent country.
It almost makes you wish Castro recovers. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 2nd, 2006.